I was holding on. We were terrible from the drop of the green, actually. And I don't know, I had a vibration in the front, and I thought it was a miracle that I even caught him. I thought maybe he ran out of fuel or something. And I was praying that I thought they were gonna get by me. I felt like I was doing 20-second laps out there. We were that bad. So I guess what they told me, we weren't too bad, but yeah, I was just holding on.
Then what happened as far as you guys just kind of look for the same spot at the same time in turn one?
No, I knew he was gonna dive under there like a hero, but I lost it by myself, but that was after he ran into me. He drove it in too deep and moved me up the track, and I tried holding on, and I lost it by myself. So I don't have anyone to blame but myself for spinning out in front, but he definitely drove it in there.
All right, you said the car was off tonight. I want to say you've got three cars at your disposal now, but when are we going to see your dad back again?
That's a good question. I don't even know. He's a mystery man. So it's tough getting an answer from him, but we don't know. I know he'll be here for Classic. Maybe he'll be here for Mr. Super, but other than those two, I'm not sure.
Granted, it's probably way too early to tell, but do you think someone's going to be sitting in that number 11 car come Classic time?
If I had to guess, I'd say I highly doubt it, but you never know.